We got caught in a snowstorm, and the wind pushed us into a ditch. I wasn't ready for that at all.
You need to be prepared for whatever life throws at you, not just bad weather. Have you ever had to go through a really tough time in life? I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. You know, sometimes life seems really easy, like your homework is simple, all your friends are getting along, and you're obeying your parents at home. But sometimes life can get really hard, like maybe someone you love dies or you have to move far away. Are you prepared for that? Well, you can get ready for the hard times by praying to Jesus and reading the Bible to grow closer to Him. Then when something bad happens, you know He's with you, just like it says in John chapter 6. Don't be afraid. I am here. Our story today is called Stormy Weather. Oh no! Dad exclaimed as the car slid off the road and into a snowbank. The wind was strong, the snow was deep, and they were stuck. Dad stepped on the gas pedal and tried to rock the car forward and then back. Nothing happened. So Mom got behind the wheel, and Dad, Olivia, and Nina tried to push it free, but it was stuck tight. Dad sighed heavily. Last winter, I bought a shovel to keep in the trunk in case something like this happened. But then we had such a mild winter that I never needed it. Last spring, I put it in the garage, and it's still there. Mom pulled out her phone and made a call. Then she flicked on the emergency flashing lights. I'm afraid we'll have to wait a while before help can get here, she said. She was right. It seemed like a very long time before help arrived, but eventually they were back on the road. I'm putting that shovel in the trunk the moment we get home, Dad said as they drove. While we were waiting, I was thinking about how important it is to be prepared. I was wondering how prepared we would be if we got caught in one of life's storms. One of life's storms? Olivia asked. Yes, think about this, said Dad. Up to now, the winter has been mild, so I didn't pack a shovel. And when things in life are going smoothly, we sometimes forget how much we need Jesus and aren't as motivated to pray and read His Word. But sooner or later, we're going to be challenged with a storm in life, a difficult problem or time of hardship. We need to be prepared for stormy weather in life, just like on the road. So, how do we prepare for life's storms? Asked Nina. When we pray, read the Bible, and go to church, it helps us remember that Jesus died and rose again for us and that He's always with us, said Dad. As we grow in our faith, we'll be prepared to depend on Him for help when life gets stormy. Nina smiled. We should pray and thank Jesus for helping us through that snowstorm. That will help us remember He's with us through life's storms, too. Well, how about you? Are you preparing for whatever may happen in life? If you trust in Jesus, He will always be with you and help you through whatever storms life brings. But sometimes it's easy to forget that, especially when things are going smoothly. Spending time with Jesus and growing in your relationship with Him will help you remember to trust and depend on Him, not only when life gets stormy, but all the time. Our key verse is John 6:20.
Jesus called out to them, "Don't be afraid, I'm here."
And our key thought for today, be prepared for life's storms. It's the most wonderful time of the year on Keys for Kids Radio. Join me for the countdown to Christmas. We've got Christmas music to sing along to, fun Bible trivia, and special Christmas episodes of Adventures in Odyssey, Down Gilead Lane, and more. You'll even hear Christmas musicals that remind us why Jesus came to Earth. Find out how to listen when you go to keysforkids.net and click on Countdown to Christmas. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.